A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Ayin Beis. Baba Basra 72b. Pagination is 144. We'll start from a interesting Gemara contrasting double personality almost of two different items. Counting up from the bottom of the page, six lines. Sde Ahuza is the beginning of the line, and then we begin. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna said, Charuf Hamorkov, the carob tree that's been grafted. We've been discussing the significance of that in the last two sessions. Vesadana Shikma, and the sycamore tree that's been pruned, again, same category. They're very, very significant trees to the point that they're considered a field of their own. And if you sell a field that has these trees within it, these trees are not included in the sale according to a simple understanding of the sale, unless they're itemized, because they're like fields of their own. And if you sell this field, field A, that doesn't mean you're selling field B. And that's how strong these trees are in their own personal identity. Says Rav Huna, Toras Ilan Alav, there's an application that they're considered trees. V'toras Karka Alav, and their applications where they are considered a field of their own, as I just mentioned. The Gemara explains, Toras Ilan Alav, what does it mean that they have the nature of a tree? Dehecha, de'akdish, ozovin, shnei ilanos. If he does a transfer, such as a sale of two trees, v'hai, plus this charuv, or shikma, special tree, so he's got two trees plus one. We're not quite sure. Is that three trees? Or is that two trees and an anomaly? What is it? Yesh lo karka. The halacha is it's considered a tree. And the person gets land with it. Rashbam gives us a reminder of the rule that we're referring to over here. If you count up, it's about 10 lines from the bottom. Yesh lo karka, the Rashbam says, towards the beginning of the line. The person is going to get land together with this 2 plus 1 trees transaction. Kidinakona shalosha ilanos besoch shal chaveiro, like the rule of a person who bought three trees inside a field of his friend. And you get the land that goes along with the tree. You don't just get the tree, you get the land that goes along with the tree, because once you have three trees, it's considered significant enough that you get land with it. The chashivuso, because the chashivus, the importance of these two trees, they're way over the top. Lo sigara kocho, that's not going to weaken his strength in the transaction. And if he's buying two regular trees plus a charuv or a shikma that has this interesting status, it is considered like three trees, and he is going to get the land that gets put into it by the rule of three trees. Consider, just for clarity, what would be if he wouldn't get these trees assessed as trees, then he would only have two trees in the transaction and he would not get land. So we're considering them trees. However, Toras Karka Olov, as we've been discussing, they also have the status of land. Delo Mizdavin Agav Ara, that they're not going to be sold together with the land automatically. They are considered automatic exclusions. It's understood that when he sells the field, he's not including these. As we explained, the Rashbam introduced this right away in the sugya, but it was based on the Gemara that it's considered a field of its own. And in that regard, it's considered like land. So Rav Huna summarized Charuv HaMirkav and Sadan HaShikma in one way. It's no less than a tree. On the other hand, it is considered a field of its own. So that's the first dichotomy that we want to discuss, the interesting, almost split personality about these two trees. V'omar Rav Huna continued and gave us another example of this. You could straddle the fence sometimes with an item and give it two different halachic qualities. And his example is Omer Sheyesh Bo Se'asayim, a bundle of grain that is enormously large. It is the size of a Se'asayim, it's a very large bundle, which is the size that would not be considered an ordinary bundle. It's not something you can just carry and pick up easily. The rule of an omer, the rule of a bundle, is that if a person left one or two during harvesting, left it behind by mistake, he's not allowed to go back and get it. Instead, it goes to the poor. You'll remember we encounter this halacha in a very dominant way in the book of Rus, where Rus comes basically as an immigrant to the land of Israel. She has the status of a poor person, and therefore, as her means of livelihood, if you will, she goes and collects in the field of Boaz, as it turns out, orchestrated with the special Hashgacha Pratis, but she's collecting these forgotten bundles, and the rule is that the worker is not allowed to turn around and then pick that item up. Instead, it's forgotten, it remains for the poor. So the question is regarding this omer, this very large bundle. Says Rav Huna, taras omer alav v'taras gadish alav. In a certain regard, it has the rule of a bundle. In a different regard, it has the rule of the mound, the pile of grain, that it has a whole different status because of its size. Toras omer alav, in what regard does it have the rule of a bundle? Deshnei omarim shikha shnayim vehu einan shikha. Two bundles are considered forgotten, but if you forgot three bundles, it's not considered forgotten. And what's the halacha if you forgot two plus this big bundle? Says Rav Huna, einan shikha. It's not considered shikha. Toras gadish alav, so in that regard, it's considered a bundle. On the other hand, toras gadish alav, it's considered a pile, a mound. It's considered the gathering of the grain. Detnan omer sheyesh bo se'asayim v'shakcho. If you have a bundle that's this large and it was forgotten, ein shikha, it's not considered forgotten, and you're allowed to go back for it. So we find what seems to be contradictory qualities, which was Rav Huna's point, that on the one hand, if two bundles were forgotten together with this one, you're considering it a bundle to protect the other two, so that now it's a forgetting of three bundles and you're allowed to go back. On the other hand, if it's on its own, and normally one bundle is considered forgotten and you can't go back, in this case, because of its size, it's not considered an ordinary omer, an ordinary bundle, and you would be allowed to go back. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.